EO was cracking, guys. You had that title correctly. Some 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days. Ty Ray's catfish is exposed. Ty Ray, what the fuck is with these names? I get they're from different countries, but give them a fake name. I'm going to call her Tyler. Is that a girl's name? Ty Ray? I don't give a shit. I'm here for the catfish. That's hilarious. It's like two shows in one. And you know how deep of a check TLC does on people. They know it was a fucking catfish. They're like, oh, you're instantly accepted. Yeah, that's great television. But I don't watch these before I talk shit about them, so this could be terrible. And if it is, it's entirely TLC's fault. So let's talk shit about these people, shall we?
We actually have the audio recording of Amelia's call with Christian.
Terrible host. I would do such a better job. Also, that girl looks like she should be catfished. She looks like a 40-year-old horse girl. And if this just isn't the ugliest cast of people I've ever seen, you can just tell by looking at them, this season sucked. Purple shoes with that blue suit dog?
The man behind the Carmella catfish. Ty Ray, you weren't able to sit through the recording.
Okay. It is a guy. Wow. You never know with those names that you don't know, you know?
Previously, are you willing to listen to it with us today?
The fuck are you guys doing there? They're just throwing you guys in with every cast now? That's a problem.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Here it is.
As if he said no, they'd be like, yeah, we won't show it then. If he said no, they would have played it quicker.
So, what is your name?
I'm Christian.
And who have you been saying that you are?
Who the fuck is this? What is going on here? Who's this mystery woman? This dude got catfished by a guy. He's gay.
Carmella.
When did this all start then?
Maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
I was going to say, this is really boring until I heard the time frame. Jesus Christ, what a fucking commitment. You better have been getting money out of this or else it's just weird. I mean, it's weird either way, but money makes more sense. This guy never FaceTimed or met this person in 4 to 5 years. If somebody wants to see you, they'll make up the time. You know, it's 24 hours in a day. If you were talking to a catfish for 4 to 5 years, honestly, part of it's on you, a lot of it.
Really?
The account was accounted me with a friend, and he knew to multiple Americans.
Why? You sound like an older guy. This is like a fun prank to you? This doesn't consume a lot of your day and energy? Please tell me you're getting money out of this.
And I just look for a guy who maybe send money.
Hey. If a girl asks you for money, say no. That just happened to my friend. He was dating a chick he met off of Tinder from Brazil, and he was paying for her entire life for the past 5 to 6 months. Right when he was like, hey, I think I'm going to stop this. You need to get a job. She broke up with him. Big red flag asking for money. All of a sudden you need money? How would you have gotten money without you talking to me then? Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
And over time, like, how much money has he given you?
This is dangerous. They should not have asked that question, because if the number's high enough, even I'm going to consider doing it. Look at this guy's face. He's like, he's writing up a game plan right now.
$2,000 to $3,000?
Per month? Please don't tell me you made $3,000 over 5 years. You could find that in your couch cushions over 5-year time span.
So tell me about your relationship with Ty Ray then.
Oh, it was just $3,000? Is your time worth that little? Dude, get a fucking job. Which is ironic for me to say, but I'm not catfishing somebody.
It's only for money for me.
You don't have any feelings?
No, no feelings.
Why would he? What a stupid fucking question. He just said he did it for the money. You're not in love with this guy? But what you were saying, you said you liked him, though. What was that all about?
So what happened when he came out there to see you?
I didn't want you to get that far, but I did say to come because I needed clothes and also sell you a phone. So
you told him to come out there to bring you clothes and a cell phone. You're texting this guy. You're like, no, just drop it off in the garbage can. My friend who's a guy, not me. It's a different person. It's not me who's texting you. I am not a guy. but a guy will be picking up what you drop off. Also, you're purchasing men's clothes.
I just told him bring the clothing to this particular store and clean up the clothing there while I went in the car.
This dude who was getting catfished wasn't confused as he was shopping in the men's department for his girlfriend? A little accountability goes a long way. Can you fly out here and bring me clothes you bought me on a cell phone? Bitch, you can go do those things in your country.
Did you see him?
Yeah, how could you not? You could see him from either hemisphere of the earth. He literally has no vanishing point.
Yes.
And what did you think?
Oh, well, I instantly fell in love, actually. I wanted to suck him off to completion. Right there in front of the store, I was willing to go to jail. Because I was like, wow, this guy's for me.
Thought he was dumb. Stupid or anything.
Brutal. It would have been better if he was just like, oh, gross. I saw him and I was disgusted. But dumb, stupid American, hey, you can't say that stereotype isn't true for us because it's not like this is this guy's first time doing this. Like, he wasn't probably, this is probably his full-time fucking job, finessing guys. Honestly, that sounds like a lot better than most 9-to-5s. But this is just such brutal shit to say about somebody. Like, it's like you knock the guy out in boxing and then they just let you just keep kicking him in the face with shoes on. Oh, God, I would pay any amount of money to hear what's going on in his mind right now. Luckily, he looks like he's in a therapist's office because he's going to need it.
I'm so sorry, Tyree.
What an ass.
Yeah.
Ooh, what an astute observation. This guy is a detective. Really, saying it like it is. Yeah, no shit. This guy's like the scum of the earth. Yeah, that guy's a dick. He's just being a dick.
And so it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I thought I was in love for the past 5 years, and they took $2,000 to $3,000, and I flew out to another country to bring my cell phone. It kind of sucks. I mean, yeah, you do have a lot of bigger problems going on in life.
I don't know. It just really pisses me off, honestly. Like, I just want to them up, but sorry. But I don't know. Like,
if this Christian's watching, you know, from one Christian to another, I want to give you a big you.
Yeah, you get him, dude. You fucking tell this guy you're really going to make him feel bad. You're going to make this scammer suddenly self-realize what he's doing is wrong and he should repent.
You're honestly a scummy person. You're a scammer. And
yeah.
I think anything that happens to you in life that is bad, you probably deserve and should consider that.
Well, I could have done without all of that, to be honest with you. I hate every ounce of him. Every single cell in his body sucks. Even though he was saying what I was saying, I just say things a lot better than he does. Tell-all host isn't chiming in at all. Doing a really good job of hosting. TLC, I will do it for half of her pay. Just tell people I'm trans so it doesn't make you look bad.
Yes, karma is a bitch and it will reach out to you, okay? Because having no remorse about it and expressing yourself the way you did about Tyree, it really makes me want to punch you in your face.
One, if you wouldn't, do that. A guy, he'll beat the fuck out of you. It's weird to see all of the members just coming together being like, yeah, fuck this guy, even though I agree. I just have a feeling there's something in me that this scammer is just going to live such a good life. Like, he's just listening to them say this shit, and he's just like, yeah, but I still got the money, though, you know? Wiping his tears with $100 bills and whatever currency he has. I love how not one person tried to hold Tess Faye, no, that's the weekend's name, Tyree, accountable at all. Dude, after the third week of a woman asking me for money, I'd be like, this is done. 5 fucking years? Oh, longer than it takes to go to college. Even if it was a real woman, that's fucking insane. Even though it was only $3,000, and now he's making like $1,500 per episode, so kind of worth it. You know, it's a net positive. He's reaching the peak popularity of his life, even though he's looking like a fucking loser. Comment down below what you guys think. At what point should he be held accountable? 5 years. Almost as long as this channel has been running. After year 3, you deserve it. But you don't. Thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. I appreciate you so fucking much. Yo, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel, I actually have a Patreon on patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hates swears, dude. Every single video gets instantly demonetized. It's awesome. Even though they have a YouTube Kids app, these videos are marked not for children, and I see advertisements with swears in them, so doesn't really add up to me. Also, TLC will probably copyright claim this video and potentially block it. So if it doesn't come out today and at a later time, that's why, because they have that power to just go, no. With zero recourse, YouTube does not care, which is even cooler. So like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy and TLC copyright claiming this shit out of my asshole, patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.